Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Brian Applied Fitness, and we're back with another episode of the Science and Art of Living an Amazing Life. Fitness success after 40 can be yours. And today I want to talk about some things that are probably holding you back. You know, gosh, these things, it breaks my heart. I hear about these three anti-fitness habits all the time. These three things oftentimes slow people's progress down or halt their progress altogether. So we're going to talk about these three things and see if we can eliminate them from our everyday lifestyle. So the following three things will actually result in fat gain faster than you could ever imagine. So let's talk about them each and every one. So number one is drinking your calories. Now we all know the low-hanging fruit of soda pop and alcohol calories. We all know that those are high in calories and empty calories. Those are easier to avoid, but there's some of the ones that are lesser known, some of the insidious ones, like that morning coffee, that mocha, caca, laca, latte, whatever that you're drinking from Starbucks, might actually be 200 to 300 calories in those things. So that right there is empty calories that you wouldn't even know right away is high in sugar, high in empty calories. Certain healthy smoothies, quote unquote healthy smoothies, those tend to add up in calories. And I love smoothies. I drink them myself. I have a protein shake every day. But the problem is some of them, you know, you get and you add so much stuff to them that they're actually 500-600 calories. It's like a little mini meal, and it's not quite as healthy as you think. So always be careful about those options. Never drink your calories. Always stick to water. You can't go wrong with water. Or what I like is flavored water. A little bit of lemon, a little bit of lime in the water makes it so it's calorie free. Stay well hydrated. You can't go wrong. Number two is not exercising. Now, this is a no-brainer, and I don't need to talk too much about this, but what the thing with exercise is it has to be consistent. And, you know, it can't be something that you do, I do once or twice a week. You know, that's good. If all you want to do is just get stronger, and if you want to strengthen your skeletal system, reverse osteoporosis, reverse sarcopenia, and get stronger, you can get away with exercising just a couple times a week. But if fat loss and weight loss and living an amazing life, if that's your goal, you got to work out more than a couple times. You can't just go once or twice a week and think you're going to get the results that you desire and you deserve. So, you know, I mean, you can certainly go and strength train twice a week. That's okay. That's awesome. But you still, on other days, want to make sure you're getting some kind of activity, some kind of exercise, that you're getting the exercise that you need. So that's a big thing. Consistency, again, is huge. What that does, that spikes your metabolism. We've talked about that numerous times in the podcast. It ignites your metabolism, and that's what keeps you burning the calories and burning the fat. So by not doing that, you're really missing the boat on that. All right. Number three is eating a heavy dinner. And what I mean by heavy dinner, I mean that in two things. First, in volume size, meaning that, you know, oftentimes, you know, we get so busy at our work day, like we'll skip breakfast and we'll skip lunch and we go, and then come dinner time, we sit down, and before you know, we eat so fast, and you're like, oh my God, I just overate. I ate everything. And we've all been there. I've done that myself many times, and it's the problem with that is hard in the body. You know, your body's kind of, it doesn't like to be shocked like that. And that's exactly what happens. Hard on the heart, hard on your glucose levels, hard on your endocrine system. So you don't want to always eat a lot of food all at one time. That's my problem with intermittent fasting. Is you go all day without eating, and all of a sudden you overload your body and it shocks your system. But that's a whole other story. But the second part about not eating a heavy diet is high in carbohydrates, or heavy in carbohydrates. Now, what I mean is, you know, we're always a proponent of tapering our carbohydrates. Now, we're not talking about Atkins or anything like that. We don't do that nonsense keto or anything like that. But what we do follow the science, and we do realize that tapering the carbohydrates, staying, keep the carbohydrates, you know, a little bit higher in the morning, a little bit moderate for the afternoon, and loading more carbohydrates for dinner really is the optimal eating methodology to help you use that stored fat, those reserves fat, as energy to burn that fat. So that's what you want to look for, is not having such a heavy dinner, both in volume but also in carbohydrates. So those are three anti-fitness habits. And, you know, when the ones I just said, you know, if you're doing any of them now, just kind of look at how you can make the modifications, you know, and, you know, I'm always thinking about the inverse. So number one, drinking your calories, obviously, like I said, the inverse of drinking the calories is just drinking water, which has no calories. That's going to eliminate that. Number two is the not exercising. If you structure the exercise and make it part of your daily activity most days of the week, you're going to eliminate that anti-fitness habit. And the last one, eating a heavy dinner. If you're eating a structured meal plan throughout the day, you're meal prepping and knowing that, okay, I'm having this for breakfast, having this for lunch, by dinner time, you won't be likely to overeat and you won't be likely to overdo it. So there you go. Three fitness, anti-fitness habits for you. Hope that helps you. Our goal here on this podcast, as always, is geared towards fitness success after 40, and it's geared to help you live an amazing life. This is the art and science of living an amazing life. I'll talk to you next time. Bye.